"Hurry, Filch, hurry!" shrieked Umbridge. "They'll be all over the school unless we do something. Stupefy!"
A jet of red light shot out of the end of her wand and hit one of the rockets. Instead of freezing in midair, it exploded with such force that it blasted a hole in a painting of a soppy-looking witch in the middle of a meadow. She ran for it just in time, reappearing seconds later squashed into the painting next door, where a couple of wizards playing cards stood up hastily to make room for her.
"Don't stun them, Filch!"
shouted Umbridge angrily, for all the world as though it had been his suggestion.
"Right you are, headmistress,"
wheezed Filch, who was a squib and could no more have stunned the fireworks than swallowed them. He dashed to a nearby cupboard, pulled out a broom, and began swatting at the fireworks in midair. Within seconds, the head of the broom was ablaze. Harry had seen enough. Laughing, he ducked down low, ran to a door he knew was concealed behind a tapestry a little way along the corridor, and slipped through it to find Fred and George hiding just behind it, listening to Umbridge's and Filch's yells and quaking with suppressed mirth.
"Impressive," Harry said quietly, grinning. "Very impressive. You'll put Dr. Filibuster out of business, no problem."
"Cheers,"
whispered George, wiping tears of laughter from his face.
"Oh, I hope she tries vanishing them next. They multiply by 10 every time you try."
The fireworks continued to burn and to spread all over the school that afternoon. Though they caused plenty of disruption, particularly the firecrackers, the other teachers did not seem to mind them very much. "Dear, dear," said Professor McGonagall sardonically, as one of the dragons soared around her classroom, emitting loud bangs and exhaling flame.
"Miss Brown, would you mind running along to the headmistress and informing her that we have an escaped firework in our classroom?"
The upshot of it all was that Professor Umbridge spent her first afternoon as headmistress running all over the school, answering the summonses of the other teachers, none of whom seemed able to rid their rooms of the fireworks without her. When the final bell rang and the students were heading back to Gryffindor Tower with their bags, Harry saw, with immense satisfaction, a dishevelled and soot-blackened Umbridge, tottering sweaty-faced, from Professor Flitwick's classroom.
"Thank you so much, Professor,"
said Professor Flitwick in his squeaky little voice.
"I could have got rid of the sparklers myself, of course, but I wasn't sure whether I had the authority."
Beaming, he closed his classroom door in her snarling face. Fred and George were heroes that night in the Gryffindor common room. Even Hermione fought her way through the excited crowd around them to congratulate them.
"They were wonderful fireworks," she said admiringly.
"Thanks," said George, looking both surprised and pleased. "Weasley's wildfire whizbangs. Only thing is, we used our whole stock. We're going to have to start again from scratch now."
"It was worth it, though," said Fred, who was taking orders from clamouring Gryffindors. "If you want to add your name to the waiting list, Hermione, it's 5 galleons for your basic blaze box and 20 for the deflagration deluxe."
Hermione returned to the table, where Harry and Ron were sitting, staring at their school bags as though hoping their homework might spring out of it and start doing itself.
"Oh, why don't we have a night off?"
said Hermione brightly, as a silver-tailed Weasley rocket zoomed past the window.
"After all, the Easter holidays start on Friday. We'll have plenty of time then."
"Are you feeling all right?"
Ron asked, staring at her in disbelief.
"Now you mention it," said Hermione happily. "Do you know, I think I'm feeling a bit rebellious."
Harry could still hear the distant bangs of escaped firecrackers when he and Ron went up to bed an hour later. And as he got undressed, a sparkler floated past the tower, still resolutely spelling out the word poo. He got into bed, yawning. With his glasses off, the occasional firework still passing the window became blurred, looking like sparkling clouds, beautiful and mysterious against the black sky. He turned onto his side, wondering how Umbridge was feeling about her first day in Dumbledore's job, and how Fudge would react when he heard that the school had spent most of the day in a state of advanced disruption. Smiling to himself, he closed his eyes. The whizzes and bangs of escaped fireworks in the grounds seemed to be growing more distant, or perhaps he, Harry, was simply speeding away from them. He had fallen right into the corridor leading to the Department of Mysteries. He was speeding toward the plain black door.
"Let it open. Let it open."
It did. He was inside the circular room lined with doors. He crossed it, placed his hand upon an identical door, and it swung inward.